Avodah Yerushalmi, corresponding to Avodah Bavli, Daf Tes Zayin. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Vav Amud Beis, on the 13th line, Reb Yehuda Mateh B'Shavua. Now the Mishnah taught earlier, Reb Yehuda Mateh B'Shavua, that Reb Yehuda permits selling them injured large animals. Lam Reb Yehuda Elash B'Shavua, She'ena Yechoyle L'Srapa. Reb Yehuda was only discussing a blemish that can't heal, because it can't be used for working the land. It's assumed that the idolater will slaughter it, so there's no concern that another Jew will see the animal formerly owned by the Jew in the house of the idolater, and assume it's permitted to sell even an uninjured large animal to an idolater. The question is, the Chacham asked Rabbi Yehuda, but the idolater might leave the cow alive in order to bring a male to mate with it. Amalehen, Rabbi Yehuda answers them, I was only discussing a male horse that can't heal. The Chacham asked again to Rabbi Yehuda, why wouldn't the idolater keep the male horse alive in order to bring a female and mate them for their offspring? Avin v'shem Rabbanan, the Taman zos emeres, she'asalam si lahen u'bo'in. Avin, quoting Rabbanan of Bavel, said that this shows that it's prohibited to sell fetuses of animals to idolaters lest they keep them and work them when they've fully grown. Taman taninan, ha'lekech uba chamoyro shal nachri v'moicheloi, afal pisha einu v'shai, v'amishtatev loi, v'amakabal memenu, v'anoisalem v'kabola, pata mena v'chayra. The Mishnah in Maseches Bechorah says, one who transgresses and buys the offspring of an idolater's donkey, or one who sells one to him, one who partners with him, and one who receives one from him to rear, and one who gives it to an idolater to rear, in all of these cases, is exempt from the laws of the firstborn. Reb Chagai boy kami Reb Yosi, leis hada amma she'asal hamsi lahin uboin. Reb Chagai asked Reb Yosi, doesn't he say that one may not sell fetuses for an animal to an idolater? Amalei kva kadmeich, Reb Avin b'shem Rabbanan, de taman, zezemeres she'asal hamsi lahin uboin. Reb Yosi answered that Reb Avin has already preceded you by saying, in the name of the Rabbanan of Bavel, that there is proof that even Reb Yehuda agrees that one may not sell fetuses of animals to a Gentile. Now the Mishnah taught Ben Beseira Mate Besus, that Ben Beseira permits selling them a horse. La'amu Ben Beseira Ela Besus Zocha Shehoreg Ba'alav Benulchama. Ben Beseira was only speaking about a male horse because it kills its owner in battle. Yesh Oimim Shevatz Acha Hanakevois Yesh Oimim She'emed Umashtin. How does he kill its owner in battle? Some say it chases after a female horse of the enemy, and some say it stops to urinate. Ma b'nehoin, what's the practical difference between these two opinions? Suris, manda shevatz achanakevus einoi rats. Manda amma oimed amashtin, avzeh oimed amashtin. If it's been neutered, then it won't chase after a female, but it will stop to urinate. Rav Tanchum b'achia l'kashiyazkin k'idenu b'reichayim. Tanchum b'achia said the reason the Chachamim disagree with Maseirah and prohibit selling them a horse is that when it becomes old, it can still be used to turn the millstones and grind flour. Rav Yosi Bevun, b'shem Rav Huna, ben Beseira, Rav Nosson, Shneim Amu Dava Echad, Tetani. Rav Yosi Bevun, quoting Rav Huna, says that Ben Beseira and Rav Nosson both said the same thing because the Brisa teaches as follows. Hoitzi mina behema, umina chaya, umina oifois, ben chayim ben mesim chayev. Rav Nosson oime, mesim chayev, chayim potter. One Shabbos, if a person took out into a public domain a domesticated animal or a wild animal or a bird, whether alive or dead, he's liable. And Rav Nosson said that he's exempt for a live one because a live being carries itself. The question why did the Rabbanan respond to Ben Maseirah that an elderly horse can also be used to sin as it can still be used to turn the millstone? Because surely according to the Rabbanan, a horse that carries birds will also be prohibited to sell since they don't reason that a living being carries itself. The answer is they responded to Ben Beseira according to his own opinion. According to you, who reasons that a horse that carries a bird only involves a rabbinic prohibition, nevertheless there could be a Torah prohibition if it grinds flour. Rabbi Oimer Oimer Anisha also Mishum Shnei Dvorim, Mishum Klei Zayin, and Mishum Behema Gasa. Rabbi says, I say it's prohibited to sell a horse to an idolater because he will use it as a weapon to kill and because it's a large animal that will be used to work on Shabbos. Vatani Kain, Chaya Gasa Kebehema Gasa. The question is, the next mission teaches that one may not sell a dangerous animal to an idolater that may cause public damage. This implies that even if they don't cause public damage, then it will be permitted. But doesn't the Tosefta teach that a large beast is like a large animal, that it may never be sold to an idolater? And the Gemara answers, Man Tanisa, Rebbe, Derech Chachamim, Rebbe Bisna, Rebbe Chanan, Barba, B'Shem Rebbe Chia, Gasa Kebehema Daka. The Tosefta follows the opinion of Rebbe, but as for the Chachamim, the Bizna of Chanan Bar Abba said in the name of Rav, that a large beast is like a small animal, about which they are varying customs as to whether they may be sold to an idolater or not.